we've got more election analysis for you. Now, during previous election years, it's likely you'd see political candidates at community events shaking hands and trying to garner votes one personal touch at a time. COVID changed all that this year. With social distancing rules in place, those vying for office have had to rethink their strategy in communications. So how are candidates campaigning this year? Colin Moore is the director of the Public Policy Center at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. He spoke with the Conversation's Jason Ubai on political campaigning during COVID.
This is an incredibly challenging environment to campaign in. It's particularly challenging for new candidates that don't have a lot of name recognition, because they also don't tend to have a lot of campaign funds. So they usually rely on their ability to rally friends and supporters to go door to door, which is something you can still do pretty effectively here in Hawaii, at least traditionally, because we're such a small state and the districts are small. But now, even if you can do a little bit of sort of knock and wave, leave the flyer campaigning, you can't do it like you could before. And so this has been a real challenge for candidates who are trying to challenge incumbents and have fewer resources. If you have a lot of resources, like the mayoral candidates, for example, you can still produce television advertisements. A lot of them have had a big presence on social media. But for candidates running, in, for example, for House seats, they don't have a lot of money. You really don't have the funds to do that. And so you're sort of cut out of what used to be your signal advantage, which is door-to-door and door-to-door discussions and conversations and kind of classic stew and rice dinners. You can't really do much of that right now.
So I've heard from some people that you can go to door-to-door. And I think for me and maybe some other folks, it might be a little hesitant. But what have you heard from candidates? Is that something that people are open to during this time?
I don't think so. I think there's been a little bit of that. But compared to what you'd see in a normal campaign season, you don't see candidates. I mean, usually you'll see them walking their district, and maybe for a small number of them, but I think compared to what a normal campaign season would have, it's been very, very limited, and really just people leaving flyers, because the last thing you want to do as a candidate is make a potential voter uncomfortable. And I think knocking on someone's door and trying to have a conversation, even if you're wearing a mask, is pretty hard to do. Even traditional tactics like sign waving, I mean, compared to a normal season, you see very limited sign waving. And of course, you know, to respect social distancing, the candidates are usually out there by themselves or with just a handful of supporters. So I don't think there's been much of that at all, at least compared to a normal year. And I think candidates have to balance trying to connect with voters with a fear that they're going to scare or offend some voters by looking like they're not respecting social distancing or they're getting too close. So much, much less of that than you'd see in a normal year.
What about social media? What platforms have candidates used, and do you think it's been effective for them?
Sure. Social media is very effective now. I mean, Facebook is the biggest platform. And if you have money, you can put Facebook ads up, which are very effective. I mean, the mayoral candidates, some have done a fair bit of that. But again, you have to have the resources to pay for those ads. And, you know, I think candidates with less funds can still do that with, you know, through Facebook groups and things like that. I mean, it helps to rally people who already support you. But, you know, it's sort of limited if you can't pay for ads, because in some ways you end up just speaking to your own supporters. I think it's really the best tool they have right now. You know, it's always a good tool. You know, certainly in the last decade or so, when a huge number of potential voters have been on social media. And so that's really been their primary tool. I mean, I think this has been a campaign that's been largely conducted over social media. I mean, the other thing that's happened too is that because the COVID crisis has sort of sucked up all the oxygen out of the room, there's been relatively little media coverage of this race. I mean, particularly local races. The national presidential race has gotten a fair bit of coverage, but, you know, even relatively important House races have gotten very little coverage, just because it's such a, there's so many other stories competing for people's attention.
Yeah, it's hard to have the forums when there's limited media space, and maybe some
exactly.
Other groups that would have these type of events in person are no longer happening.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's the other thing where smaller candidates can get their name out. All sorts of, you know, various organizations, social organizations, will have candidate forums, and very little of that has happened. And what has been on Zoom, which can work, but is a far cry from the ability to meet people in person.
The other thing I've seen, the text message, the automated ones, maybe even personal ones, but those are also, you need funds to buy call lists as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, those automated calls, the automated text message, those are all sold by companies who provide that. And so you need money for that. And with the exception of the candidates running for major offices like mayor and maybe a few of the city council candidates, most don't have those resources. So that's another contactless campaign tool that you really don't have access to.
I mean, are there any innovative ways that you've seen candidates who get their name out there that maybe hasn't been tried in previous elections?
You know, it's an odd time to campaign in the middle of a crisis like this, because you want to get your name out there, but you don't want it to really be about you. You want to show that you have empathy and that people are suffering and that they have bigger things on their mind than your campaign. So, I mean, I've seen a lot of candidates sort of transform what would have been normally been campaign events to sort of public assistance events. I mean, to do things like help hand out food at food banks, or to assist with, you know, in some ways with, various COVID relief efforts. And then they highlight that usually on social media. I mean, that's the most effective strategy, I think, that I've seen that you wouldn't have necessarily seen in the past, where they still are trying to connect with constituents, but show that, you know, they recognize that COVID relief is more important than their campaign, but it also gives them a chance to meet people, highlight their good work. So you've seen a fair bit of that.
Normally during a campaign, the candidates would talk about their policy stances. Well, right now they're really talking about COVID, and this is kind of the big elephant in the room, and, you know, certainly a worthwhile big topic. But, you know, once we're past this, will people even know what their candidate stands for, you know, on climate change or other important policy issues?
Yeah, all, you're right about that. All these other normally important policy issues have sort of been crowded out, and it's all about COVID or what will become of our economy as a result of COVID and how we recover from that, and people's, you know, very serious job situations. You know, I'm not so worried about that, actually, because most voters don't actually choose candidates based on specific policy positions. Most people choose candidates based on who they feel they can trust, who, you know, would be good in a crisis, who, you know, they connect to at a personal level. I mean, politics is very much about emotion more than it is kind of cold decisions and evaluating policy statements. And so, actually, I think that voters get a chance to see in real time how candidates and current office holders respond to a crisis, and, you know, and if they feel like they have effective communication strategies, and if they agree with the decisions they're making on matters that, you know, affect them more directly than most sort of abstract policy positions. So I don't really worry so much that people are going to elect someone and not know anything about them. I mean, I think that the other policy issues that might have gotten more attention, those are obviously important, but I think that voters still get a pretty good sense of most of the candidates and kind of evaluating their response to this real crisis. The unfortunate thing for politics is that this crisis, because it's been difficult to get campaign door to door, I think really means that younger candidates who are challenging incumbents, have had a much harder go of it, because they tend to rely on those traditional shoe leather, knocking on door strategies, and they just can't do that this time.
That was Colin Moore of UH Monona's Public Policy Center talking about the challenges facing political candidates, especially newcomers, as they campaign during the COVID-19 pandemic.